Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, what a wonderful time like this to be in the house of the Lord to celebrate the end of 1 year and the ushering in of another in His presence. I think that's the best place to be when the year is closing out and a new year is starting like this. It's in the presence of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to read one or two scriptures to us real quick as we do this. Can everybody hear me back there?
Yeah.
You all hear me in the back?
Yeah.
Manuel, you can hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I'm going to read verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That's what Paul said. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only for me, but unto all those that love His appearing. Amen?
Amen.
Well, you know, at the start of every new year, people make new, so-called new year resolutions and all that stuff. But here's something I want to just exhort us with tonight. As you look back on this year, 2008, have you fought a good fight? Did you stay on course? We haven't finished our course yet, but did you stay on course? Or did you veer off? Did you lose sight of what was important, you know, the purpose of God in your life? Have you kept the faith? Did you keep the faith? See, throughout all this year that is about to pass, and as we go into the new year, and this is something that we should, not only at the end of the year like this, but it's something that we should look at more closely every single day, really. You know, at the end of each day, you should examine yourself and see, did you keep the faith? Did you fight a good fight? Or were you just beating, you know, the air and so forth like that? Did you stay on course? You know, did you stay right there with the Word of God? You know, so this is something that we should look at. So take a few moments to reflect over the year 2000. We're reflecting about His, you know, goodness and all the things that He's done for us. Well, that's good. But let's reflect on, you know, examine ourselves in the faith also. And see, did we keep the faith this year? You know, did you stay on course for the purpose of God in your life? And did you fight a good fight? And I'm going to give another brief exhortation. This one is also going to be very brief. But I will have to do with the new year, what God wants me to tell you in the new year. And I will tell you shortly after midnight. But here's all I want to do right now. Let's take inventory of this past year. And use this measuring yardstick, if you will. Did you fight a good fight? I mean, what's a good fight? Did you stay on course? Did you keep the faith? Or did you lose many a fight this year? Did you let the devil beat you down? Were you vanquished many times? I mean, did you lose hope? What kind of fight did you fight? And how did you come out in your fight of faith this year? Can you say that you have kept the faith? Were there times when you doubted or blamed the Lord for whatever, adversity and so forth like that? Or did you stay on course? Did you keep your eyes on the prize throughout this last year? The prize of His high calling. Did you keep your eyes on the prize? This is a question that I want all of us to reflect in for a few minutes. Reflect on this for a few minutes. As we close out this new year, as this old year, reflect on these things for just a few minutes. Praise God. Every head bowed. Let us pray. Jesus said two men went to pray. The one stood afar off and so on, lifted up his chest. And he said, "Oh God, I thank you because I'm not as other men are. I'm not even as this sinner over here is. I have done all of these things and so forth like that. Fasted twice a week, given alms, kept all the law, done all of these things." And Jesus said, he told these parables because of those that trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. And then there was one man, he wouldn't even so much as lift up his head in prayer. But he smote upon his breast, his chest, and he said, "Lord, have mercy upon me, for I'm a sinner." And Jesus said, this man that asked for God's mercy, he went home justified in the name of the Lord. But the other that bragged about his accomplishments, he got nothing. So when we ask you to reflect on whether you kept the faith, it's not about bragging on accomplishments. Oh no. Because it is of God to show mercy to whom he will show mercy. And he said, "I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy." So it's not of him that willeth. It's not of him that runneth. But it's of God that showeth mercy. Has he shown you mercy this year? Have you seen, have you tasted the mercy of the Lord? And as you meditate these few minutes in prayer, why not just ask for his mercy for the coming year for your lives? Just ask for his mercy as we are about to enter into this new year. Praise God. Remember, that is one cry that God, the Lord himself, cannot deny, is the cry for mercy. Anybody at any time that can say, "Have mercy upon me, O God," out of a sincere heart, the Lord will hear you. Can you say, "Praise the Lord"? So let's pray for that mercy tonight. Mercy, hallelujah, over the past, perhaps we didn't keep the faith like we should have. Perhaps we didn't stay on course like we should have. Perhaps we didn't fight a good fight like we should have. Let's ask for his mercy. For renewed strength going forward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you say hallelujah? Lord, we ask for your mercy tonight as a people. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Thank you for the mercy we have enjoyed this last past year. The mercies of the Lord that have kept us. He said it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And he has kept us throughout this year. And we were not consumed. Even though the devil raged. Even though there were tempests and storms and different things. Even though there were adversities on different sides. Even though many times we were buffeted. Even though sometimes we were even thrown down. But we were never forsaken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And even many times we sat in darkness, the Lord was a light unto us. And he raised up our head. Lord, we give you praise. And we ask and receive renewed mercy going forward in Jesus' mighty name. It's a new every day at the mercies of the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, we can do better than that.